Are you thinking of starting a business, or you've just started one and now you want to learn how to manifest success in that business? How can you quickly take it from an idea to making six figures, seven figures, eight figures? Today I will share how to use the law of attraction to manifest business success in four simple steps. First step is define. Define how business success looks for you, because it looks different for everybody. And one aspect of this is, how much money do you want to be making? So my boyfriend's friend is making $20,000 per month, which is crazy. And you'd think that, oh wow, she's really like reached her ultimate goal and she must be so happy now. But she's taking coaching and sales calls like all throughout the night. And she's been so burnt out and stressed. And her goal is to get to a more automated business model where she doesn't have to put in so much time to make that money. So the mistake that many people do is to say, oh, I want to manifest $1 million business. And they visualize that, they put in the affirmations, but they didn't clarify how that money was going to be made. It's going to be very manual. Is it more automated? You have to define that for yourself. Another aspect of this is how your ideal workday would look like. So for me, I like being in my loungewear and record videos or write a blog post. I take breaks in the garden or go for a walk. Sometimes I take trips, spontaneous trips, because I can, because I have passive income coming in. And my ideal workday is just 2 hours per day. And that is what I'm doing now. And I feel so blessed. Well, for other people, they want to work more or less. The next thing when it comes to defining your business success is, how many clients do you want? And your offers. Do you want to offer more cheaper products? So low ticket in the range of, let's say, $1 to $100. Or do you want more of the mid ticket range, maybe $100 to $700, or high ticket, which is like around $700 and several thousand dollars per product, whether that's a course, ebook, coaching package. Now, if you decide on lower price products, then you need a bigger volume. So you need to think about, okay, how am I going to create this volume? Whether that is creating daily YouTube videos or having paid ads going. While with high ticket, there's more nurturing, like you might need to take sales calls or have a great webinar funnel, but it means that you don't need as big of an audience. I know several seven-figure entrepreneurs who have less than 2,000 followers on their social media, but they're doing so well because they're really good at converting people into their high ticket programs. And you can also decide to have a mix of them. I have mostly around mid ticket and low ticket and focus on volume. So think about what would feel the yummiest for you. The last thing when it comes to defining business success is, think about, how would you look like? How would you act? And really visualize this, which we'll come to later, in like, how are you walking? What are you wearing? Like I mentioned, I prefer being my loungewear, not wearing any makeup. That's, to me, is my ideal, like how I present myself in my work. I don't want to be wearing like business dresses and the heels and the full face of makeup and going to different meetings and stuff. I hate meetings. So I've set up my business so that it won't include things like that. In thinking about how you present yourself in your business will really help your subconscious mind get closer to that template. Step two in how to manifest business success is to think about what you would do with the money. We all have spirit guides, at least that's what I believe. And if you are thinking of using that for low vibe things like gambling, drugs, etc., my guess is that your spirit guides would not be very happy with that, and that might hinder your business growth. So think about what high vibe things you would use this money for. Would you give back to perhaps charities? Would you give money to your family? Would you invest in yourself? Maybe like some transformative retreat or health treatments, etc. Where would that money go? So number three is to visualize this business success that we talked about in the previous steps every morning. So sit down or lay down, preferably in the morning, just when you woke up, so you're still in that like hazy state where your brain waves are lower and you can easily take in visualizations. And really include all the senses here: smell, touch, noise, everything, to make sure that it feels real for your subconscious mind. And step four is something that is so important but often overlooked. And that is, you need to set your intention and then let it go. Because what often happens is that we become so attached to that dream, we feel like we will not be happy until we have achieved that. And we get anxious when things are not going right. Basically, the law of attraction is like a pendulum. So you can go, some people, they just give up on everything and they won't attract anything. And some people go the other way, where they get so attached to it. And in both places of this pendulum swing, you have fear, you have anxiety, you have this desperation energy, this lack energy. And when the universe senses this lack energy, then you get lack. So you don't get business progress. So you want to kind of think of it like, if you order something on Amazon and you know that the packages will come to you, you know, you're not stressing out about it. You know it's coming. And you focus on what is going well in your business instead of the setbacks. Or you rephrase the setbacks as how you learned from it. Just like how you would track your Amazon package and you see like, oh, okay, cool. So the driver is here. He's here in 5 minutes. I can see on the map. You look at the positive signs. Now, if your version of success looks like earning passive income from being fully in your purpose and spreading your gift with the world, then I have a very exciting announcement. I just opened the doors again to my program, Nomad Freedom Academy. And if you join before June 8th, you get a massive discount as well. Nomad Freedom Academy is the most comprehensive program for turning your purpose and gifts into a soulful online business that your soul and market craves. You learn how to release limiting beliefs and develop an abundance mindset so that you can shift out of scarcity and start co-creating your business with the universe. You learn how to create content that have a long lifespan so that you can create content around topics you love. And once you've made it once, you can get passive income from them for years to come. You learn how to build passive income through affiliate marketing, creating online courses, and how to embrace the nomadic lifestyle so that you can travel freely and experience more freedom and save money as well. Or if you don't want to travel and you just want to have more time home to do your hobbies, or maybe you're a stay-home mom, this system I teach will help you do that so that you can achieve the 4-hour workweek. You might have heard about this concept by Tim Ferriss, but it is actually true. I am able to have a 4-hour workweek, and it's such a blessing because you can decide how much you work because you have passive income. So when you're sleeping, you wake up and you have earned money. How beautiful is that? So whether you haven't started your business yet or you are in the starting phases, then this is a program that I really recommend for you. So click the link in the description if you want to take advantage of this offer. Now, I'd love to hear if you're thinking of starting a business or if you already have one. What is your purpose? What is it that you are contributing with this business? I'm so excited to hear. Let me know in the comments. Love you so much and have a beautiful day.